We get things underway this afternoon by welcoming into the program our friend Bob Cutler of Novio's Bistro on Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Rich. How are you this evening?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. I this is a very familiar spot for me, hitting leadoff in the order, so I feel comfortable here. This is just get on base and let other people move me around. This is perfect.
Well, you have that great OBP and, as we know, very good speed.
The speed is the critical thing. I just put the ball on the ground and run it out.
Hey, before we talk about what we're planning to talk about, I want to mention last week and the really wonderful thing that you helped make happen that benefits the arts organizations that mean so much to downtown Bangor and Penobscot Theater Company and Bangor Symphony Orchestra. How'd you pull off this deal with the Wyoming Whiskey folks?
You know, I was just, it's a series of conversations that I had with David DeFazio, who is the owner of Wyoming Whiskey, as we were picking our barrel. We did a barrel pick where a 100% of a barrel's bourbon was bottled for us at the bistro. And so it's a big process, and it takes a lot of back and forth with the distillery. And I befriended David DeFazio. We have a lot of common interests. You know, other than the Yankees, but a lot of common interest. So we were talking, and in one of the conversations, he was saying how bad he felt for restaurant owners. And I said, it's not just restaurant owners. I think the people that are most concerned about in Bangor is the arts and humanities and some of the problems and the obstacles, not only with funding, but programming and so many other things that the theater and the symphony have. And he took it upon himself to surprise us a week before the event by saying he was donating $2,500 to each organization to help them bridge the gap in their shortfalls in their budget and keep programming around in the Bangor area. I think that says a lot about the brand and what they stand for. And like I said on the call, if that's not a reason to support Wyoming Whiskey's brand when you see it on the shelves this year, I don't know what is. You know, and plus it's incredibly, incredibly great expressions of bourbon. So,
God, that's wonderful. What a terrific gesture on his part, and great for you to help make it all happen there. Now, you have been, and I've said this time and time again when I've seen you personally, but also we've said it on the air. You guys at Novio's have been doing it right. Well, you know, since back in March when this all got started, and you've been putting as your first priority the health and safety of your employees, your Novio's family, and your family of customers as well. And because of that, you've come to make a decision that I know you've been thinking about for a while, but you believe is the absolute right thing to do.
Yeah, we announced on, I think it was Monday, midday, that we were moving to curbside exclusively, curbside and delivery exclusively. We made the proactive choice of shutting down our dining room for in-person dining. It's not just a decision based upon the difficulty, and it is difficult to be profitable and safe in the time of the pandemic. You know, it's when you look at the numbers every day, and I haven't looked at them today just because for my mental wellness, I took a break from it, but I feel like every day I was looking at it, you know, it's 300 and something, 400 and something in positive cases. And then the one day that it was below 300, I think it was 299, or it's you know, not much of a feel-good story. And we were just seeing in a lot of our customers, thankfully we're following the procedures. We didn't have the problems that other people had where, you know, people refusing to wear a mask or you know, putting employees in a tough position to remind them to put a mask on. And I'm grateful for our customers and our guests of doing that. But it just didn't feel right anymore to be open and ask my staff to be in and working. So by moving to curbside, we reduce our on-premise staff by about a third, which spreads us out even more inside the dining room and in the kitchen. It allows, you know, which create space, and as we know, creating social distance between people is just a good thing right now. And hopefully if we get the support we had in March, April, May, June when we did this last time, we'll be fine. We're not gonna we're not in any type of financial danger of having to make a hard decision about closing for good. We're proud of the fact that we're not in a position that we're concerned about that, but we think it's the right decision not to be operating in dining right now. And hopefully numbers go down, and comfort level goes up. We'll be back in hopefully a few weeks, but if not, then we'll stay doing this until we're ready to come back.
And so the curbside and delivery hours will be Wednesday through Saturday, starting at 5 p.m. You'd like to get last orders in by 8 o'clock.
Right, and last pickup at 8:30. That allows staff to do a good job of cleaning and be out shortly after 9, which is when the curfew goes in and we have to be closed anyway.
Now, that burger you were telling me about, is that rolling out this week?
Yeah, it is. And if I could do it from memory, it's a Dustin is doing a meat blend of chuck, short ribs, and brisket, topped with a duck bacon and blueberry chutney. And I think it's going to be absolutely amazing with sweet potato frites. It's going to be, it's killer. It's $18 and it's going to be a great, great burger. And we had a tuna poke bowl. He's doing a nice vegan dish. There's a lamb chop, rack of lamb on the menu. He's doing wings. He's doing bang bang cauliflower, chocolate mousse. It's a good selection of things that your whole family should be able to find something on that menu that they're excited to eat. And if you're really into the takeout, it gives you a break from pizza and, Chinese food and sushi. That's what we've been thriving on here in our household for takeout.
Well, and for obviously for fans of the restaurant, that's a great way to continue to enjoy the wonderful food from Novio's Bistro, but also to support you through these challenging times. Get the curbside delivery, get the curbside pickup, go for delivery, make sure you take care of that. But, beyond that, Bob, and I know that you and I have talked politics a whole lot in our conversations over the last several months, but that, to me, this is not political. This is just business and community. What do you need from our leaders, whether it's locally, statewide, the federal government? What's the best thing that would help out small businesses like yours?
Someone asked me that question yesterday, and I referred back to a video I saw of a chef out in Colorado. And what he said, he goes, we have constantly pivoted in our restaurant since March. We pivot the curbside, we pivot the outside dining, we pivot here, we pivot there, we pivot there. And it's no different than what we're doing at our bistro. And he made a request, and I'll echo his. I would like our municipality elected officials, our state and federal elected officials, to pivot from being politicians to being leaders. I think that's the big thing they need to do. And it's put aside the D and the R and the I and decide, hey, we want to get together and make common sense decisions that's going to help American families and American small businesses, just to make it just a little bit easier for everybody. And you can, I don't know if you can hear my son Jack in the background, but I mean, that's who I'm fighting for.
Right.
I'm fighting for my son. And we're fighting hard, but I don't understand why it's taken this long to come up with a plan. It shouldn't be this difficult. It shouldn't, and I know, Senator, King and Senator Collins have put forth a plan. I don't understand how it could, take this long. People need to stop being politicians, be leaders, and get things done. Check your egos at the door and just make it happen.
Pretty good advice right there.
That's easy for us to say in Bangor, Maine, right? Because we don't have the ego. We're just feeling the pain of their indecisions.
There you go. Well, it makes sense. Listen to what Jack said. Do it up right there. Bob, we appreciate it. Thank you, as always, for checking in with us to help spread the word here. We wish you well. I'm pretty sure we're going to be ordering some of those burgers later on in the week because they sound absolutely amazing. But we thank you for stopping in with us. And listen, I hope you have a good run with this and that it's as short as it can possibly be and still be safe for everybody.
Absolutely. Thank you. I appreciate you, as always, Rich.
All right. Thanks, Bob. We'll talk to you soon. Right. Say hi to Jack and Annie for me.
All right. Merry Christmas.